Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. We're just going to go straight into the introduction of our guest because she's going to be here every step of the way with us today. It's Caitlin Burstow. Wow. How do you have vocal cords, Caitlin?
My what?
How do you still have vocal cords that are working?
Oh, after what, my 35th birthday?
No, after your 35th podcast of the day.
And coming out with fucking dropping bangers of songs.
Hitting number two. So many reasons you shouldn't have vocal cords anymore.
Hitting number two on those iTunes charts.
That was me fishing. I was like, whatever, Jamie.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Answer
the question. We're kind of confused.
No, now that look at your headphones. Those are so amazing. What are those?
Thank you. I think they're Marc Jacobs.
I don't know how you haven't lost those in the past 4 years of doing podcasting.
Because I keep them in like this little bag they come in, and I'm so organized.
She's such an organizational Naz. It's like probably getting to be a problem though. Do you think it's becoming a problem?
Yeah, I think because I've been by myself in this room for 3 months, like who knows what the fuck's going to happen when I meet the love of my life. Like I'm going to be like, are you going to tie your shoes?
You guys,
I say this with love, but
she pencils it in her schedule when she's going to go check my mail. Like she's like, I will go pick it up at Monday at 7 p.m. And like, this is on Thursday that she'll tell me this.
Wait, that's not normal though. It's like, that's when I have time to do it. So
Caitlin,
you
normal
know.
Or not normal?
Wait, not normal?
No, it's not.
What?
That's not normal. So this is kind of, I don't know why I feel embarrassed to say this because I feel like it's kind of douchey to say, but I got an assistant and I honestly, like, he gets so annoyed at me because I'll like at midnight tonight, I'll probably put in that I have like a dentist appointment at 9 a.m. tomorrow and be like, oh yeah, I forgot. And I'm just like the most unorganized, but I always make it to the appointments and I'm always there. And I, for some way I make it happen, but she's just like, she's the same way as you. And that's an assistant, but yeah. I can't figure my shit out, but I still make it work.
Yeah, that's funny because I thought I'm actually doing it just for a little intel here, a little psyche intel. I actually do it for the benefit of you because I don't know if you're expecting anything in the mail. So I'm telling you, I'm going to go this weekend. Like, is that cool? Because that's when I have time to go in case you need me to check something like
is she
sooner.
Your assistant?
I know. I know, right? Yeah, I'm gonna send you an invoice, Ashley. No, because they haven't been.
Oh, you're getting a treat though. Regardless, she's been checking her mail and stuff for the past 4 months.
No, that's what friends are for. When I leave, Caitlin, I take like 3 rolls of toilet paper with me. Yeah. Like I'm getting paid.
That is high currency, my friend.
These days, it is. Wait, okay. So do you guys have I Don't Get It?
Yeah. This week? Caitlin, okay. If you don't have an I Don't Get It, it's fine. Do you?
I do like a whole thing on my podcast about Can You Not? So right. I feel like it's kind of the same idea. So I'm like, oh, where do you want me to start? Yes, I have some.
All right. I'll start with mine. Why would anybody by the name of Robert go by Bob instead of Rob? Because Bob is ugly. We have to be honest. Bob is probably the worst nickname ever. Oh, and why would anybody with the name of Richard go by Dick instead of Rich?
Now that one I don't get.
Yeah.
Why in the world do you go for Dick when you could have Rich for short?
Rich is very cute.
I think Rich sounds like a douche, and I think Dick sounds like a cool guy, like Dick Van Dyke, you know? It just rolls off the tongue.
Dick Van Dyke is the only Dick I've ever truly known, though.
Right? Have you ever met a real dick?
Yeah. Has anybody ever introduced himself as, "Hi, I'm Dick"?
I don't know, but I'm so immature, I would bust out laughing, I feel like.
Me too. I hope Richard Gere just does that one time. Like, "I'm Dick Gere."
Yes.
Hey, my dick's here and I'm Dick Gere.
But you think so Bob is acceptable?
Bob's more acceptable than Dick. Like, no, I still don't get it though, because My high school sweetheart, his dad's name was Robert, but everyone called him Bob. And unfortunately, their last name was Butter. Bob, so his name was Bob Butter.
No, it wasn't.
It could have easily been Rob Butter.
Rob Butter.
Yeah. Robert Butter sounds way less shitty than Bob Butter.
Are you guys insane? The alliteration? That's like a famous country singer. Did you guys listen to Bob Butter's last album?
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
I'm kicking it to some Bob Butter. I think that name's incredible.
That's hilarious. And that's like all choice, because once you get to high school, you can really choose your own shortened nickname.
Yeah.
So he just stuck with it.
I guess also that brings you the point of John or Jack.
Oh,
like
why?
When you hit puberty, you want to be a Jack.
That makes no sense. Like, those names don't even, none of these go together. I don't get
it. Have we Googled the reason behind this?
No, but why does John even need to be abbreviated? I love the name Jack. I don't really like the name John. Sorry to my uncle and my cousin, but I like the name Jack a lot. Don't know
how lazy are we to have to somehow come up with a nickname for John?
Truth.
Does Jason call you Kate?
He does.
How much of the time?
Well, it's either, he's so cute. He always goes, "Honey."
Aww, that's cute.
It's either honey, or he's like so old school, honey or like dear or babe.
Oh, dear is sweet.
Wow,
that doesn't come naturally at all.
Not even just dear, my dear.
Oh, that's adorable.
Caitlin, do you love or are you repulsed by?
Love. Okay. I love, which back in the day when Ryan Butter,
Bob's nephew.
Yeah. When he would call me babe, I'd be like, don't call me that. So he ended up calling me Ruth because Babe Ruth. And I was like, I don't like babe. But now I'm like, say it again.
That's so cute. Why did you and Butter break up?
Oh gosh. We're actually still friends. He actually did my tattoos on the back of my arms.
Oh, no way.
Those famous tattoos.
What is his tattoo name? Is he like Mr. Butter or whatever?
Just Ryan Butter tattoo, I think. I don't know. He was awesome. It was just, the young love, and we're still friends. We still have the same group of like high school friends. He's awesome. He's so talented. He was the smartest guy in school. Went to school for like engineering, dropped out and became a tattoo artist. He's very successful. He was always good at art, and I have nothing bad to say about him.
Wow, I can't believe awesome. He didn't Did end he up with love? Butter.
Is he with someone now?
No, because my sister just saw him on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
Does nobody is safe on these dating apps. Like the world will know you're on them.
Yeah.
Do you call Jason Jace?
No, I call him Jay.
That makes way more sense than Jace.
I don't know. Jace would come out of my mouth.
I think Jace sounds actually hot. I don't know why I don't call him that. Jace is a good one. But I just heard all his friends call him Jay, and his whole family calls him J-Bone. And so Jay is kind of stuck for me. And I'm not really like a pet name. I'll like once in a while drop a babe, but otherwise I'm Jay.
I notice that I only say something when I'm requesting something of Jared. Do I say babe? I say babe a lot, okay? I know that whenever I have a request or something that like is a little bit critical, you soften it with babe at the end.
Mm. Totally.
But then it doesn't become endearing. You're like, oh shit, there's the babe.
No, you make it makes everything sound nicer.
I've never ever called Hunter anything.
Really?
But babe. I've never said his name before.
Yeah. I actually have a question. I want us to continue that I don't get it, but just a small deviance. Uh-huh. Just because we're on the topic of babe. A friend of mine has a boyfriend whose friend that's a girl calls him babe. Is that appropriate?
Only if she's Australian.
No, the English
only
people.
Only if she's Australian.
What was the show? Too Hot to Handle? They called everyone
That's
babe.
What I'm
They're,
saying.
They weren't just Australian. They're the
British, Irish. Yeah.
Well, one of my best friends calls everybody babe, but I could never. And the other day, I actually found this so funny because I, in all of my past relationships, every single one of them, I've been a little bit jealous. And this one, I've never gotten jealous. And I'm like, it's wild. And the other day we were with one of my closest friends and he left and he goes, bye, sweetie. And I was like, I got to drop this. It was nothing. He's just a really nice guy. So we got in the car. I was like, sweetie. I'm like, you call me sweetie. He goes, did I really say that? And he was like hitting himself on the forehead the whole way home. I'm like, oh my God, I called her sweetie. And I was like, I couldn't let it go.
Yeah, but also Jason uses words that like your preschool teacher does. Like, sweetie, yes. Come on, sweetie dear. Let's eat a cheese stick and some apples.
Dad calls mom sweetie. That is his name for mom, sweetie.
Yeah.
And then do you know what Ben Higgins calls Jess?
Oh my gosh,
guess, Caitlin.
Pumpkin.
Well, I know he called Lauren honey.
Okay.
So
you're getting warm.
That makes me think he would call her what?
He calls her hun. It's everything's hun.
Hun's good.
It makes me feel like they're like 50 though.
That's what my parents, my stepdad and my mom call each other hun.
Hun.
I love hun. My dad calls my mom sweet pea. I don't know why he throws me a pea. Yeah.
That's cute. Wait,
reminds me of Bath and Body Works. So.
Are your parents together?
Yeah.
So, you guys are so lucky. I'm always like, what would it be like?
Aww. That breaks my heart. Yeah.
I love my stepmom and my stepdad. Yeah. I'm like, I can't even imagine them not together, but I always joke around, like, I'll make things awkward at family dinners, and I'll be like, Dad, do you still like mom more than a friend?
That's amazing.
That would be so much fun to, like, fuck around with, I feel like.
I do. You know I would.
You're very blessed to have them all get along, though. That is very unique.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
But wait, on the topic of significant others, as it's so shocking, should we do the topic we had at dinner tonight with the $2 million?
Sure, Proposal? Sure. Okay, so have you ever seen the movie Indecent Proposal, Caitlin?
The concept is
very simple.
Okay, so you should, it's a great early 90s movie. You should watch it. It's a real quick watch. Robert Redford is like a multi-millionaire.
And he's also a huge staple in the Ike and Eddie household.
Is he?
Robert Redford?
You guys talk about Robert Redford more than anyone in America. No one in the world has talked about Robert Redford except for you guys.
Okay, so that's because a couple weeks ago, Robert Redford was my I don't get it because I didn't think that he was super hot as a young guy. Because like everybody thought he was like the Richard Gere of like the 70s, and I just didn't feel the same.
Good old Dick Gere.
Dick Gere.
Okay, so Robert Redford is a multimillionaire, and then Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore are married, and they're kind of financially struggling. So for one night with Robert Redford has a crush on Demi Moore, thinks she's super sexy, sees her at a casino in Vegas, and then for one night with him, he offers the couple $1 million. And yeah. then
one night with her, one night with her.
Yeah. One night with Demi.
Yeah.
So then that, like, you know, brings up the topic. How much money would you, cheat on your significant other with? And the funny thing is,
and you can choose who it's with. It could be Leonardo DiCaprio in his prime if you want.
No, well, that's the thing. Jared was like, first off, for $2 million, he wouldn't let me do anything.
Yeah.
For some reason, for him, he felt like he really shouldn't do anything. Well, that's because when I offered, it was, would you, okay, let's be really honest here. It's going to be too weird if I'm vague. I said, would you basically suck Tom Brady's dick for $2 million? Right? Because yeah. it's Tom Brady, and yeah. it's just one time.
And he said, right. absolutely.
It's $2 million.
He said, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
But for you to sleep with someone.
He also said that he would absolutely not let Tom Brady sleep with me for $2 million.
He wouldn't let him.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, really? That wouldn't be like a novelty thing for you? And then when you up the ante to $6 million, things changed for him.
So now we know how rich you are. You basically just told, it's like all like a fucking poor person. I would do it for like $80.
Well, of course. I told Lauren, I was like, you can't really play this game with anybody who's financially comfortable. You have to be dirt poor to play the game.
That's fair. But I'm like, what's the jump? Like from 2 to 6, what is that for him?
For Jared, that's his dream house plus extra. Lots of extra.
Wow. Okay. So who would your hall pass be? I guess is a this simple is so question. Dumb.
We're going to get in trouble for this conversation.
I like the
we?
Hall pass question because I don't like women being bought right. as property.
Who's your hall pass? You can also switch. Like, would you let Jason for something? I don't know. To win a Grammy, would you...
Yeah. Would you, how many Grammy trophies would you let Jason?
It depends who it is. Cause sometimes in my head I'd be like, yeah, do it because then you'll love me more. And then other times I'd be like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
So only someone uglier than you.
Yeah. Like, or someone that like has no personality or is like really boring in the sack.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's gotta be somebody that you know that it would just be that night and that nothing else would develop.
But it would be have to be more than $10 million for me.
Okay,
over
that's
$10 million.
Respectable.
So now we know how rich you are.
That's not saying I have enough money. That is what it would take mentally.
Girl,
for me.
Drop that Dancing with the Stars coin on that man.
Okay. So we're all being ridiculous now. But I do think it's a fun, would you rather, I think it's just like a fun game to play with your significant other when you know it's all like
just
jokes.
Talk. Yeah.
Because
I'm going to ask them later.
Yeah. When you know, when you would come down to it, and that's
Ellen
what happened
DeGeneres
in the movie. What
is my pass?
Ellen DeGeneres.
I'd make out with Ellen.
Okay. Yeah. See, like,
that's a good one.
He should be okay with that.
I think he would. I feel like he knows, first of all, that that's my hall pass. And she, I heard when she dated, who did she date?
Anne Heche.
Anne was apparently like, she's the best I've ever had.
Oh,
so now I'm curious.
Oh, now you're curious. Whoa. I get that. Okay. Yes.
I have that curiosity around Larry David. I heard he's also very good in
Stop
bed.
It.
Have you legitimately
like,
heard that?
I heard that him and Eva Mendes, before she was
what?
With Ryan. Yes, because they were in a movie together. I heard that his, and I've met him in person, and that man has a presence and a sexual appeal. And you already,
Larry David?
Yeah, they already know I'm obsessed with him and I love him. So I would 100%.
Yeah.
I think it'd be amazing.
Okay, wait. So I just want to like really just reel it back in one more time and say that just like in the movie, the second that helicopter takes off the ground and she goes, he regrets the decision, and all of us would have at that moment
never the decision.
We would never let the other person get into the helicopter.
Unless it was Harry Styles on both
ends. Unless
it
was Harry Styles, because I actually don't know if Jared would mind, because he'd be like, I think my wife is even more of a prize now.
If it's Harry Styles, you go threesome all the way. Everyone
oh,
wins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
Wait, so do you have another I don't get it, Ash? Or was it just indecent proposal?
I did have another I don't get it, I think. Hold on one second.
No, just the Bob and just Bob and Rob.
No. Just all Bob and Rob.
All right, Caitlin, do you have one?
Okay, yeah, I could go off on like I don't get it at airports, like everything. So many. Have you done it before?
We're like an air hat. That's like our podcast. Rename
the podcast. I don't get airports.
Yeah, but tell us yours. Tell us yours because we haven't talked about it together.
I have so many, but like I don't get why people. Well, we all know this one. Clap when the plane lands.
Mm-hmm. Like, how often does that happen to you though? Because like you're on planes even more than we are.
It happens a lot.
Yeah. Wait, but you also fly to Canada a lot. So is this a Canadian thing?
This could be a Canadian thing where every time I'm like, okay, but I have a better one. I don't get it when people don't like airplane food.
Oh, yes. Like denying the airplane food?
I don't get that.
Like, me neither. It's free. Eat it.
Sitting back in a chair, however many thousands of feet in the air, literally taking part in the miracle of flight.
Yes.
With somebody bringing you food and wine and you're going to say no?
I totally concur with that statement.
I get very, like, when the very rare times that we fly first class, I'm like, Jared, if you don't fucking wake me up when that food, the menu's passed out or like whatever, if somebody passed over my first class meal, I would be so pissed. It would be as if all the money spent was just,
I think people in first class say no thank you a lot just to prove that they've flown a million times in first class and they don't need the meal because they've had it and it's not that great. You know, like they're just showing everyone around that they have been there before. That's my take.
I first of all, I've never flown first class really. The biscotti cookies Ashley and I are obsessed with. Like I fucking steal those off the cart and like throw them in my backpack under the seat. But like the food I used to love back in the day when we were little, when American Airlines had like real fucking meals. It was like rice pilaf and like salmon and foil.
Yeah.
That shit is so plastic and Starbucks level quality culinary that do not fucking wake me up for this nasty ass burrito with a piece of Kraft Singles cheese on it. That's going to keep me bloated and backed up on top of my airplane blow, on top of my travel constipation. No, thank you. And I'm not going to go and try and shit it out in this little annex of a bathroom that you're offering.
My problem is I won't deny any food that's free. Zero deny. If it's free, it's going to be in me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I don't even eat meat. And if that was the only option they had, I would be like, I'm not going to turn down the airplane food. I'm just not.
Yeah. That happened to me once, Caitlin. That was the only time I ever denied the airplane food because I was being strict vegetarian and they only had chicken meals. And I said, I guess I'll pass. Well, but it was because
poor thing, honey,
it was a 3-hour flight and it wasn't like a, you know.
Okay, but I will still take it because I'll eat around the chicken and they always have the dessert. There's always a dessert that you
can have. Food always tastes better when it's free. And I will say that prepackaged brownie and plastic does taste phenomenal.
It really does.
Caitlin, how do you feel that some airlines have stopped serving alcohol on their flights now? New thing.
What?
Because of this a budget cut?
Because
no,
of COVID.
No, it's a quarantine. COVID.
Is Delta one of them?
I think so. I think so. No! Can you believe? I was like, how is that stopping COVID?
That doesn't make any sense. They all come with those little nips. They call them nips, the little alcohol bottles. They're all out of the little alcohol bottles. That's bullshit. That's a way of saving money.
Yeah, they're just being assholes. And Delta, you're above that because I am a religious Delta flyer and they can't do me dirty like that.
You need to bring in your bottles of wine, Caitlin, and start just serving it up there.
What's funny is when we were on Bachelorette, somebody, I'm not going to name names, but somebody in the crew got like in trouble when we landed and all these police came to get them because they brought their own alcohol on the plane.
What?
Now I want to know who it is.
Were they acting like terribly on the flight? Were they acting drunk?
No. No, they weren't at all. They just got caught bringing their own alcohol and they were like in big trouble.
Like in a water bottle? How do you even do that?
How do you get caught?
They bought it like
duty free.
Maybe. I don't actually know specifics, but I just know that it was whiskey and they got caught.
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird.
So I'm too scared to bring my own wine on planes.
Wow. Good.
Well,
yeah,
my
good.
Mother brings like sausages from Dominican Republic, knowing she knows goddamn well they're going to take that shit away from her. And it's so embarrassing being her daughter. Every time we get to TSA, they're like, ma'am. No. And they open it up and she has like all her pajamas all rolled up to hide the sausage. And they're like digging and they find it. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, mom. You fucking know that they're not going to let you bring this pork, this swine from our country.
How does a scanner know that there's pork in there? You know?
It's like this long ass fucking like penis like symbol in the fucking scanner. She's wow. So embarrassing.
Sausage and pajamas going through the airport just makes me want to vom.
Listen.
Yeah, but that's gross.
The Dominican sausage is fire though, and you can't get it here. So I understand the hustle, I guess.
Everything that I do grosses out Lauren. That's a good I don't get it. Like every time that I try to conserve food or like just try to be thrifty in any way.
Don't wrap up your tuna sandwich. Throw it away. Buy a new one.
Are you the person that brings a tuna sandwich on the
yes.
plane?
Yes, I do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's always tuna.
I just like
it's offensive.
And then she eats it so slowly and then savors each bite and holds it with two hands and like slowly puts it in her mouth.
What do you want from me? Do you want me to not taste it?
I'm like, everyone wants you to die right now. And I'm just vocalizing it so everyone around me knows that I too want you to die.
I'm dying laughing, but I can't even hate because I'll never forget the time Ashley and Jared and I went to a movie and Ashley's like, I'll get us meals. Don't worry. And I'm like, what are you picking up? And she's like, poke. Remember 2 years ago when poke was like a thing?
But since when do we get so fancy with the pokey?
Pokey, it's
are you going to
the Grove in LA? And we busted out and I was low-key kind of embarrassed, but I was like, well, Ashley got this meal and it's free, I'm fucking eating it. And it just smells like raw fish and we're like in the front row.
Lauren hates it when I sneak meals into the okay. in the movie, but hold on, let's be honest, sneaking a good warm meal into the movie and having like different stages, like I have different courses in the movie theater, it really like, that's an experience. That's a night out.
Okay.
I agree.
One time we went to see Little Women not too long ago, and she brought her salmon and rice bowl prepared in her Tupperware. Okay. So imagine them finding your Tupperware in a big tote bag.
It's moves like that that allow me to sometimes afford a Delta One.
Okay. Anyway.
It always has to be fish, though. Lauren, do you have an I don't get it?
Not really. I don't have one this week.
Lauren has one. She has one where she doesn't feel the need to socialize with anyone ever.
We all thought we craved it. And then once you get it back, you're like,
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel that.
It's not a huge I don't get it. I just was like, I have zero things to say anymore.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I have a rather extensive I don't get it. I need all you ladies' opinions on, since you have the permanent D.
Okay.
So
permanent having D. Permanent D is a little boring. So Ashley, don't worry.
We all have Ashley. Permanent D. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, took me a sec too. Why didn't I get that? I was like,
we've been in the D's too long. That's why.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a D. I have D privilege. That's what I'm going to fucking start calling it now.
D privilege. Don't get me
started on relationship privilege. So here we go. Because it exists. Okay. Anyways, I've definitely talked about this before, but I've never felt it more viscerally in my life than this past weekend. So I've been starting to go on dates, like social distance dates, out in IRL, like person to person. Like meeting them, not like virtually. Mm-hmm. I've been going on dates and I'm not super excited to go on them because I'm not necessarily attracted to them. So my friend tells me, well, you should stop going on dates with guys that you're not attracted to. Okay. And I said to her, well, I am very rarely attracted to someone. On top of that, sometimes, actually a lot of the time, personality comes into play, right? So if I followed that rule, then I would never date anyone. But then I end up going on dates and I'll like the person and their personality, but I don't want to kiss them. So if I go on a second date, it's like, it's always like, do I go on the second date or not? It's like, I couldn't help but wonder, is attraction the same as butterflies? Is the same as a spark? Does it come right away? Does it grow on you? The answer is both, which makes dating for a single person these days a colossal waste of time because I have to go on the date to find out. But we're in a pandemic. And what if my guy doesn't live in California? It's like, what's the sweet spot of being open? Do we just know off the bat or do we wait it out and find out? And if we wait it out and find out, how long do we wait? Is it the second date? Is it the third date? Is it the fourth date? I'm exhausted.
Very Carrie Bradshaw.
Yes.
Very Carrie Bradshaw. And this is something that I came up with in relation yesterday. Jared's cousin was at dinner with us and he's recently single. And we were just talking about dating and stuff. And I go, women go out on dates in hopes to be attracted to the guy. So many girls go out on dates where they don't feel an initial attraction, but the hope is there. Guys won't go on a date with a girl unless they're already attracted.
Mm-hmm. But there are so many attractive women available. And the pool of attractive men where you live geographically is split into taken, gay, emotionally unavailable, available. So
Naz goes on too many dates. I'm trying to like solve this mystery. I think Naz does go on too many dates with men that she doesn't find attractive off the bat. And maybe you should just, because how many women out there, if we really were to poll them, say that they weren't attracted to their husband or like serious boyfriend right off the bat. I'm sure that like there will be some.
It's like 50-50.
I don't think it's 50-50. I feel like
50-50, like, Ashley. Really? People are like, they grew on me. Yeah, there's so many people that are like, I hated this guy.
Wait, she wasn't attracted to Jason?
I wasn't attracted to Jason at first.
See?
Really? Wait, really?
not that I didn't think he was attractive.
Yeah.
But watching him on TV, I wasn't like, ooh, I'm attracted to him. Maybe that's because I was like getting out of a relationship mm-hmm. or whatever. But I was still just like, I was like, I thought, who was it? I thought Blake was attractive. Mm-hmm. Where now I don't find Blake attractive and obviously very attracted to Jason. But when I Jason, I was like, oh, he's such a nice guy. Oh my God, I can't wait to see who he ends up with. Oh, I just like, he's going to be so good for somebody. Like I never had that initial attraction, but it was once I started talking to him and getting to know him, that's when I became attracted to him.
Was it like, a way he carried himself while you're with him, the way he smelled, like and things like that?
Pheromone thing. Like,
initially or when I got to the attraction.
How long was that period of time? Was it right away when you started talking to him? You're like, you felt like a little energy?
Okay. Great questions. When I first started talking to him, it was on my podcast and I loved his energy. But again, I was just not feeling like attracted to him. And it was probably over 3 weeks of talking and probably on the third week, I just like couldn't stop talking to him. And it took him wanting to go on a date with another girl for me to be like, no, wait, I'm attracted to you.
That was my next question. Yeah.
See, so this is therein lies the issue with being single today, because do you wait 3 weeks? Do you not wait 3 weeks? Do you just not go on the date? And I agree with you, Ashley. I should stop going if I'm not attracted, but then I would never go out with anyone. And what if they are my person? And what if it takes 3 weeks? It's so confusing.
But you know initially if, like, there's potential.
But you said you weren't attracted in any way. You found him attractive. Like, I find many guys, but I
found him attractive. I don't even think you find these guys you go out.
No, I find them attractive. I think they're good looking. I just think exactly what Caitlin thought. I'm like, I don't really see that person at the end of the aisle, but he's a good looking guy.
You got to do like a little more casual texting, a little casual FaceTime in the meantime between going on a second. So maybe you should FaceTime this dude, feel out a little bit more so you don't waste your whole fucking afternoon, and then see how that goes.
Yeah, do you guys not FaceTime after a date? I'd be all over that.
That's good advice. I mean, so yes, sometimes no. Now I'm just like going out because I hate the pen pal bullshit. It's like, I just want to meet you in person and see what you're like in real life, you know?
You have to.
I also want to see how tall you are, selfishly. Yeah. But among other things, how you smell, you know, what you wear.
You get the height, you find out the height, you make sure he's attractive in person, and then you just see how his texting is. If it's like a boring, like, good morning, how was your day, not like banter, not good chat or anything.
That's what it was that got me super attracted to Jason. He could banter and he could hang, and he always had something funny or witty or like something to say, and sent a picture or like was always just not a dick pic, but like something.
Like, just to clarify, not a Bob Butter, or I mean, not a dick.
I am very unattracted to dick pics. They do nothing for me.
Yeah. I saw meme the other day. It was like this woman, she's taking a nude. It's a work of art. It's stunning. Yeah. It's gorgeous. There's curves. And there's a guy just holding a dead rat. It's like the same.
Oh, yeah. That dead rat bitch is amazing.
Oh, my God. It's so true. We're such Mona Lisas.
I know.
And they're like, scribble.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Okay. Well, that was a very good I don't get it.
Well, thanks. That was really good advice, Lauren. Maybe I need to like see their banter skills first and then make sure I want to, maybe I just need to want to make out with them before I go on the date.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the barometer.
The also problem is that you do so many blind app dates that like you don't even have the option of going on like a group date at first. Like what if like me and Jared and like some other person could come along to make you feel like less pressure, and then you can actually just feel it out without like having to feel forced into one direction.
Interviewed.
Yeah, I like that, but I don't know if other single women listening relate, but oddly, sometimes that adds more pressure. Because it's like, really? My friends are watching, and it's like, everyone's like, are they going to get along? All right, we're going to leave you two now. It's like, oh my fucking God. Like, I don't need
friends,
this.
Maybe.
Yeah. So get the fuck back to LA already and let's start dating.
All right. So we're going to play a little Would You Rather, and then we're going to sign off. So okay. Ashley.
All right.
These are for Caitlin because she's our guest.
Okay. Well, Caitlin, we were playing a really great game a couple months ago, right now, is when we were like, if this guy from Bachelor Nation hit on you at a bar, and do you know this game? Do you play this game with Jason?
No.
I've played
this. This is me and Jared. Ashley's favorite game. Me, Ashley, and Jared play it together. I'm such a third wheel.
Tell me.
And this has nothing to do with the guy's appearance. It has to do with how he would woo you at a bar. So basically, we start out with like one comparison, and then from that guy, the winner, then he moves on to the next round.
Okay.
So you have to basically put yourself in this scenario.
Okay.
And you know that Jason won't care what you're saying here, right? No. Okay.
They have a healthy relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you have to put yourself in a bar, and if this guy came up to you and hit on you, and on your other side, the other guy came up and hit on you, which guy would you be like body language pointing toward?
Ask the question.
Okay. Dean? Or Tyler?
Tyler.
Okay. Tyler?
Really?
Or Luke Pell?
First of all, Dean won't even follow me back on Instagram. So
Shit.
Well,
what is...
follow his own girlfriend on Instagram.
Don't take it personally. What is that tea? I must know.
I don't know. I didn't like him on the show, so that's probably it. And that's very fair. I wouldn't follow me either if I was probably like chirping the way I was. Okay, who is the next one?
Tyler or Luke Pell?
Tyler.
Who did you should have run these by me? That was
that's
obvious.
It is,
yeah.
Wait, this is all subjective.
Luke Powell was at my ending. What do you mean?
Okay,
Luke Powell is one of the winners for me.
It's so weird to me because he's not a winner for me.
Because now the last one is going to be fucking obvious, too.
It is?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Tyler or Wells?
Wells.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, now, Lauren, continue with the game. Wells or?
Okay.
I got a good one.
Wells or... fuckers. Naz, you have one?
Sure. I'll throw some guys in there.
Okay.
Wells or Blake?
Wells.
Wells or Joe Bailey?
Forever Joe Bailey. I love Joe Bailey.
I fucking love Joe Bailey too.
I did, but I'll go Wells.
Okay. Wells or Mike Johnson?
Oh, I find Mike Johnson one of the most handsome bachelor guys out there.
Yeah.
But I saw one interview that threw me off with him, and it was, he was like kissing and telling about Demi Lovato, and I thought it was tacky, and it threw me off because it was the one thing I was like, damn it, why do you have to do that?
Yeah.
So Wells.
Okay, so we're stuck on Wells.
Wait, I got a good one.
Okay.
Wells or Peter? Not Pilot Peter, Gap Tooth Peter.
Yeah, Krause. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah,
salt and pepper. Salt and pepper, Peter.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Oh, I'm still going Wells.
What?
Wow, I thought Wells would have been eliminated.
No, I can think of more. Wait, I can see that actually.
I've already gone through all the guys. Those are the guys that I would put, like all the ones we went through. The creme de la creme. No offense.
Vanilla creme.
I mean, we would have also added Jason in there, but
that's so fun. Do you do this all the time on this podcast?
No,
we just do it when we're bored. We're such losers. No.
I'm just kidding. I know. I'm just kidding.
Why can't I think of one fucking guy from Bachelor Nation right now when I'm putting on?
Well, I would go through all of Caitlin's guy, Caitlin, because you know you were my first season I worked on. Yeah. I think you're the best Bachelorette. Hands down. I think your season was the fucking greatest. And the guys, like, even the guys that weren't even, like, big on the season were so, like Ben Zorn, you know? I know. Like, there were so many just, like, good picks.
Yeah. I feel like, then I think about Ben and his girls. Like, Chris Soules had iconic girls. We may be biased, but
no,
I believe
no,
that.
You guys are the most iconic, hands
even
down.
Even if I didn't be... If I wasn't on that season, I would still say the same thing. And then I do feel biased for saying this, but I love the guys on my season. Then it entered Ben, where he had iconic girls on his season. Then it went to JoJo, where she had the worst guys.
Not good. Yeah. Not a good selection. I almost want to in there. A couple of them, but...
But I will say, I agree in a sense, but I will say... When they all got around and started singing and were like sort of like against chat, I remember being there and being like, this is the best group of guys ever. Like they were making songs together. Like against Chad.
Yeah, yeah. But they're so corny.
What about, okay, remember Luke from Hannah's season?
Yeah.
Okay, Luke or Chad Johnson?
Well, wait, now we're,
that's a good one, right?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Lauren's so proud of herself. She took 10 minutes out of one.
That's a good one. We're speaking strictly on body language at the bar.
Now is the question, who's she most turned on by or turned off by?
Yeah. Body language at the bar depends if Chad was drunk or not, but I'm probably going to go Chad because I feel like I could like challenge him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chad or Juan Pablo?
I used to love Juan Pablo until he was the Bachelor. I was like, Juan Pablo.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Wait, who?
Josh Murray? Chad or Josh Murray?
Chad.
Very good. Now I'm back to the hotties.
Lauren.
Okay, Brooks Forrester, Brooks
from Desiree.
From Desiree.
Oh, yeah.
Or Wells.
Wells.
Okay, you should look at Brooks' Instagram.
Lauren. I think she's crowned Wells as the guy that would be most likely to get her at the bar.
Yeah, I think that's
the,
he's
the banter and the tight pants.
It's the beanie and the banter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Respectable.
Yeah. The banter. Yeah. Remember that we need good banter.
Yeah.
Should we have a
just final like in Too Hot? Wait, I have questions for Caitlin. Are you working on like a new song? Like you're just Wonder Woman right now.
I just wrote a new song for Jason.
Wait. Tell us everything.
That's so cute.
It's like the most proud moment ever in my writing career, which is not very long.
but you were number two.
I've recorded and written, well, co-wrote 5 songs. This is my 6th, and I honestly feel like I contributed the most to the song. Like I feel like I really did write it. And obviously I'm not a musician, so I need a co-write and people who know how to like write chords and do the music part of things. So it was I wrote with this girl named Rachel, and she is an incredible pianist, and we just like sat. It was 8 hours. I took 8 hours to write the song, and I'm so proud of it, and I love it so much. And I sang it to Jason maybe 2 weeks ago, and he was like teary-eyed, and it was like, I just can't even wait to record it and like let people hear it, because I'm like, that's a good one.
Oh my God. Is it the Whitney Houston of our time? I think it could be.
Oh my God. When is it coming out? When can we expect it?
I hope to record it next week. So I don't know when it'll come out, but I really want to make a music video with it and like have Jason be in it. But, I don't know. It's like definitely not Whitney Houston because, girlfriend cannot hit those notes.
but the sentiment, but
it's like a really like, it's a sweet song that I don't know what like genre I'd put it in. It's not country. It's not pop. It's just like a romantic song.
Oh,
I don't know.
Love it.
So are you going to do like an EP, an album, or just do the singles thing like Sam Hunt?
I think I'm just going to do this. I'm going to Sam
You're
Hunt.
Selena it. Gomez.
Is that what she does?
I feel like she just puts out songs randomly.
I love that you guys have the confidence to compare me to those two. And say that. Thank you.
You were above Justin Bieber last week.
That is so insane. I just am like, I've been waiting for his call to say like to a fellow Canadian, like, congratulations.
I know. But he's a Bachelor fan.
It's like, so crazy. He just knows.
He's been in Dean's DMs.
I know. And I don't know why he's not in mine.
Wow. Let's talk about it.
He can't do that to Haley.
He's my other whole past. No, I've always had a soft spot for Bieber since he was like a young kid, it started as being a Canadian thing. I just like loved him so much.
Well, listen, from your lips to God's ears, I feel like you and Bieber are going to come out with the song end of this year. It's 2020. Oh. Weirder things have happened. I just have to say, I'm so goddamn proud of you. You just like epitomize what a Renaissance woman is. I think people forgot that you like came into Bachelor, like you were a dancer. Like that's what your lower third was. Yeah. You're going to be on Dancing with the Stars. You have like music out.
Literally
like,
dancing, scrunchies, wine,
so
music,
in love.
Dogs,
podcasting.
Podcasts. Like,
it's really everything.
I'm so proud. We're all so proud of you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
It's so fun to watch your trajectory.
And you're never boring. Like, I never skip by any story you do, any Instagram.
Really?
I never click next, never.
Nobody ever has not liked. I don't know anybody who's personally not liked you either. Like, I know there's message boards and stuff out there, but I've never been in the presence of someone who isn't like, yeah, she's so awesome.
You're so likable. You're so real. You just, like, represent, like, what a cool, uncool girl is. We say death to the cool girl on our podcast because we think girls that like think they're cool aren't cool. But
they aren't.
Exactly. No.
But thank you for saying all those nice things. That makes me want to cry because it's so funny to me that like, I mean, I get why people wouldn't like me because I can't be everybody's cup of tea, but I've said this on so many podcasts that you just surround yourself your whole life with people who love you and just think highly of you because they're your friends and family. And then you go on a show and all of a sudden people hate you, and so confusing. And so obviously it doesn't matter what trolls think. It matters what you guys think because you're friends. So thank you for saying such nice things.
Of course. Well, you don't have to thank us for that. Yeah. Also, I think just one more
thing. We're amazing too. No,
one more thing to praise you on is I think that if you were to think of the Bachelor franchise, and you say, who's the most successful of all the Bachelor alum? I think it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just named 10 things very easily that you do.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so, I mean, I'm super competitive, so that means a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And you have an amazing
me
work
too.
Ethic.
Like, I get it. Yeah, me too. That's so
Can
fun.
I ask Wait, about are you cupping an Aries? Really quick?
Her cupping?
Yeah.
What?
She got cupping.
You got cupping? You mean yeah. like, oh, as in.
Wait, let's see it. Oh, was that your puncture? First time?
Holy shit.
Oh my word. What's it for? What, did you have back pain or something?
It pulls your blood like to the top, it's, right?
So because I'm like, ooh, I'm going on Dancing with the Stars. I need to be in the best shape of my life. I've been working with this trainer who is like trains NFL players and he's awesome. And he does challenge me and he doesn't hurt me. I'm not trying to say that, but it was my fault because I got lazy. And on the last deadlift I was doing, I was like, ah, screw it. And I hunched my back wrong and just lifted and I hurt my back. And I was like, oh, shit. And so I went to, I have a physical therapist appointment tomorrow. And I went to my masseuse today. And she was like, let me just cup your back. I was like, what's cupping? And she was like, oh, it's just these suction cups that go on your back. And it, you know, like loosens the blood flow and the irritation and the inflammation and all the stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. Not realizing how bad that was going to be. And I have a photo shoot for Dew, which is the new swim
oh,
wear.
No. Oh,
wait,
no.
Swim scrunchies or swim wear? Now we have swim wear to add.
No, just swim. It's swim a scrunchies. Scrunchie that can like go in the water.
Okay.
And
oh my
and,
God. Yeah. But Photoshop or also you care yeah. about mental and body health. I would rock it. I think it would look so dope. Actually.
So that's what I thought about. Just being like, but that's like, I'm all fine with showing my cellulite or whatever, but these companies, it's like, why would you show that?
It's a little distracting.
I think it's
from
cool.
The scrunchie.
I love octopuses are cool. I think it looks cool.
All right. I know that we're keeping you, but I do want to talk about Dancing with the Stars really quickly.
I have nowhere to be.
You don't know who your partner is yet, right?
No. Who should I want? I'm so excited.
I don't
Who's
know.
Who are you like thinking? Like, I'm sure you have a top like four.
Well,
in your
here's
head.
My thing. I'm thinking of votes. So I'm like, well, whoever has the most followers that will be like putting it out there because then they'll get the most votes.
Which guy does have the most
That's
followers?
That's very strategic. But what if that person isn't good at like doesn't have great dance ability?
Well, I think it's Val and he's good.
Yeah. I think he wins the most, right?
He's so hot.
Yeah.
I want to be with Val. That's okay. Jason was talking to Barbara from Shark Tank and he was interviewing her and he said, so my girlfriend's going on Dancing with the Stars and she's been on Dancing with the Stars. And he goes, do you have any advice for her? And he goes, or she goes, no, I have advice for you. Don't let her fall in love with blah, blah, blah.
I
forget the name.
I was going to say, is there one that Jason doesn't want you to be paired with?
Is that a thing? Do you think people, I'm not a dancer. I like literally, I'm not. So like, can you fall in love through dance?
I grew up dancing and I've always partnered with guys and I've grown up dancing with guys. So I think that's like, so it's just second nature almost with me to like be lifted by guys and spun around. Like it doesn't, I'm not like, ooh, yeah. I don't know. I just think I danced so long my whole life with partners that it, I'm not like, ooh, this is sexy the way he throws me around. I'm just kind of used to it.
Yeah.
So like, and I also like when guys' hips move better than mine, I don't know about that.
also, if I were you, I feel like I would be living the opposite life if I were you. I'd be scared of someone falling in love with me if I was Caitlin Bristow.
That's
are you
very
kidding?
Funny. I would never think that, but I mean, Caitlin could.
Yeah, because we all don't. Well, Ashley loves herself, but Lauren, sometimes you and I don't.
I just think I've accepted that. Yeah, he'll fall in love with me.
I need. How do I get that energy? Like, I need that.
Well, I, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just hope he's a good person who like encourages me and is like they're all incredible dancers. I don't have to worry about that. But somebody that like is going to encourage me, challenge me, and like also let me like outshine them a little bit.
Yeah, no, you're on the pedestal. Yeah, for sure.
You mentioned, 100%. I think on your podcast, when we were on your podcast last week, that you don't think that two bachelorettes can be crowned the same back to back, you know, crowned Dancing with the Stars winner. Do we really think that that could be a thing? Do you think that there's like the voting is rigged? Do you think the voting is rigged on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know, because Bachelor Nation, as we all know, is so passionate and so loyal that I believe they were all out there voting for Hannah and she was good.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's rigged, and I like to think it, but I just can't see. I'm like, there's no way they'd have two bachelorette girls win back to back. And then somebody said, well, maybe they don't think of you as one of the bachelorette girls. And I said, great, but that's why I'm getting this. It's like a full circle moment mm-hmm. from when I was the bachelorette, got the gig, got it taken away from me, and now I get it again. And
yeah,
I feel like,
but Caitlin, you are not defined by that. You've gone on to do great things on your own. You're a singer now. Like, you're so much more than that. No, I'm serious. And I think you need to remember that. Like, I'm sure other people have like joined that like didn't watch your season back in the day. I'm curious to know, as someone that was like next to you through like that very honestly emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about like being in the limelight again, being on real television again? Like, are you super stoked? Do you have feelings of anxiety?
I think that's why like timing's everything. And I think if I would have gone on to Dancing with the Stars right after Bachelorette, I think I would have been like super jaded and like questioning everybody, and I wouldn't have been myself
mm-hmm.
where now I've had time to like get back in such a grounded place where I feel like I am myself and happy and in just like a good mental state to go back on TV, because I've also heard such good things about the show. Like, I have so many friends that have been on it and they're like, you're going to be so happy being a part of that family. And it's no like manipulation, and it's just like doing something that you obviously love. So I have a different, I'm going into it like with a different mindset of I get to just do what I love for like 8 hours a day.
And I just want to I just want to clarify here. Didn't mean at all, guys, that like Hannah Brown's winning was rigged. I just mean do we think that possibly right. Dancing with the Stars picks the winner that like would represent their franchise the best? No. And then, but then you had a great point when you're talking about Bachelor Nation and voting, because look how far Joe got, and Joe wasn't even good.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, even Bobby Bones, who's in Nashville, who literally like was never on a TV show, he was on radio show, but he's got a very loyal following and people who and those are the people that vote. So it's, I don't know, I'm interested. I always question television shows, no matter what it is, now from being on one. Like, do they rig it, or how do they make this work? Or even if, you know, people that are on it don't realize what they're doing, like, what are they doing? I don't know. But I like to think that the votes count.
I think they do. I think an interesting, what the fuck is, words are hard. Like, an NFL player, like, their fans probably don't vote that much because they're, like, dudes and they're from back in the day. Like, do they right. win, you know? Because I don't see, like, their fans voting.
No, it's a good point. I feel like you have to be, like, NFL players or people who are like established in their career like that. I feel like they're not sharing their life with you on Instagram right. stories every day.
Yeah, they're not promoting.
Not, you're not personally people, connected. You're like professionally connected.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have a question. As someone who, full transparency, I don't really watch Dancing with the Stars. Is it 50-50 popularity contest, dancing ability? Like, what is the percentage? You think when question. It really comes down to it,
no I one who's people, really bad is gonna win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people respect to like, if you can actually dance. Yeah. I think because the only like Bobby Bones, I don't want to offend him, but I think he knows he wasn't the best dancer and he still won. So I don't know.
It's kind of like American Idol for the most part. Like, you'll get like a silly person that goes kind of far, like somebody who has this yeah. huge random fan following and they're not that talented, but they're charismatic or they have a cool look or something, and they'll yeah. get far. But those are usually weeded out on behalf of talent winning out.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. That's a tough competition then. It's based on so many random factors, you know?
My biggest fear, it's like Bachelor all over again, like biggest fear going home night one.
Well, that's
oh
why
God,
I was at,
no, that's that not going to happen.
that was my initial like question to you, you know, is like, how are you feeling? But you're going to fucking kill it. And I think you're right. Timing's everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, this was all meant to, you're a different woman. We all evolve and change every year. Like, You're going to slay. Are you, is Jason going to come live here in LA with you while you're like, am I going to be able to see
you
guys?
Are gonna come. Yeah. We're going to all come down as a little family and be there. And he's so, I mean, it's not a show. Like, that guy's the most supportive human being. If you know him for 2 seconds, you know, like, he's just like such a hype man. And so I'm like, I'm so pumped for him to be, well, I don't even know. Is there going to be a live audience? Like,
oh yeah.
Oh, wow. Probably. I didn't even think. When do you guys start shooting?
We don't know yet because I mean, okay. I just saw they did an Instagram post or something. Oh, it's so weird to think that I'm part of that. Like, I saw on Instagram, they were like we're going to air the same time or whatever. So I think it's September, but I also don't know for sure.
Wow.
So cool.
I keep thinking someone's going to pull a joke on me. Like, someone's going to call and be like, it's actually not happening
oh,
this year.
Oh, no. Just like
if anyone feels like Claire, you know? I mean, like, we all know the Claire season's going to happen, but it definitely feels like a situation where they could do that to us.
If anyone pulls a joke on you, it's the fucking Rona. Because the Rona gives no fucks about anybody this year. Like, zero fucking fucks.
All right. Yeah. Well, we kept you for a long time. Go enjoy some wine and snuggles with your pups and Jason.
Are they underneath there?
Jace.
Jason.
She likes Jace.
Call him whatever.
Oh, and the puppies are there.
Wait, oh, my God.
Shaved?
Oh, my God.
No. Do they look shaved?
They look naked.
Yeah, they look really naked, but it looks, I guess it's just so the Zoom.
Tired. They're so tired. It's hilarious. Oh, my God. I love them so much.
Well, we love you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You guys are the sweetest, and I would have stayed on here for like an hour longer. I have nowhere to be, and I'm happy with the glass.
That's so kind. You're lying.
Well, let's do that not recording so we can actually talk about stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so we will see you when you're out in LA for,
dancing.
Living there.
Love you.
Which is going to be really nice.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.